Well, hello everyone. This is the Soul Train Sports and Fitness Show, and my name is Ed Furtick. How are you doing today? As usual, we have guests on this show to help you achieve a greater state of health and fitness. And today our guest is a new resident to the great little city of Hudson, New York. His name is Ron Gaynor. And hello, Ron. How are you?
Hello, Ed. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for coming here. Ron is a licensed bicycle racer and also a licensed bicycle mechanic who's done work for some very serious professional cyclists. And the subject of today's segment, is something called, Ron?
Interval training.
Interval training.
Fun, fun, fun.
And interval training is something that athletes use to improve their skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Ron, let's get going here. What exactly is interval training and how can it help a person get fit regardless of what aerobic activity they're doing?
All right, sure, Ed. Pretty much in basic terms, interval training is a series of low to high intensity exercise workouts with periods of rest in between. So it may be something where you go full blast for 30 seconds and then rest for a minute, or it could be extended periods of time. Pretty much what that does is it builds tolerance to pain so you can ride harder, and also strengthens your muscles, and also it increases your speed. So pretty much in a basic term, that's what interval training is.
So let's say a listener has just started to take up running to maybe to lose weight or to gain cardiovascular fitness. What type of interval would you recommend for someone like that who's just getting going? Would it be like run a minute, walk a minute, run a minute, walk a minute? I mean,
a lot of times if you're let's use your example of running, what I tell people, if you're going to start off, just start off small. If you want to start running, what happens before running? You walk. So start walking for about a half hour and say, you know what, I'm going to run about or jog at a 5-mile-an-hour pace. You do that for 30 seconds, then rest for a minute or two. The same thing with a bike. I'm going to ride harder for maybe 30 seconds or a minute, then rest. But always start small, but have a goal in mind, because once you have a goal, it's easier to keep on track with things and to achieve your, you know, success that you're going for.
Okay, so let's say you have a bicycle that you don't use very much, and you know you're starting to ride it for some exercise, and your goal, you set yourself a goal of, I want to be able to ride from Hudson to Catskill,
mm-hmm.
which is maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 miles, but there's a very big hill.
Yeah.
In the middle of that. So let's say you start out by riding 2 miles, and so take it from there on. I mean, how do you incorporate interval training in getting yourself from a 2-mile loop around Hudson to a 6 or 7 mile ride up a big hill to get over to Catskill?
Just
using that as an example.
Yeah, no, of course. And I always stress the fact of start small. So I'm a small guy and I love going uphill. So I could go uphill for hours. But what I would do is I would recommend just pick points. If you have to go up a hill, look at a telephone pole. I always use objects because you have something to focus on and you start from there. And then you get there and you're okay. Now I have to go to the next section. But the same thing, if you're going to try to get the Catskill, then start off small, ride around your neighborhood. Understand how you feel on a bike. Do I have to raise the seat, lower the seat? You know, there's a lot of stuff in addition to just fitness. But definitely start off small, go out for a ride for 5-10 minutes, ride a mile or two, and then before you know it, you'll start to get where you need to be.
And this would apply to runners as
well. Yeah, running, it applies to everything. If you want to use running, if you want to use cycling, if you want to use just tennis, it's just, you could do a lot of different stuff with it. So
is the goal, if you want to become a distance runner, and by distance I mean 5 kilometers, for example, is mm-hmm. a very popular distance for runners, because at that distance you could stay running for about a half hour or a little less, a little more. And you can also get into these very popular 5-kilometer road races mm-hmm. that anyone can join, and they're fun, and they get hundreds of people usually show up for these 5-kilometer running races. So, I mean, am I wrong? Obviously, someone's goal would be to keep running the entire 5 kilometers.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So if you're doing like an interval when you start out of running a minute, then walking a minute, running a minute, walking a minute, I would imagine that eventually you want to get to, I'm going to run for 2 minutes mm-hmm. and walk for 1 minute. And then eventually I'm going to run for 3 minutes and walk for 1 minute.
Exactly.
Is that basically how it goes?
Pretty much.
And then eventually you're just sort of eliminating the walking part.
Yeah. And that's what will happen, is you're going to find that as you build your tolerance up, you're just going to be going faster and further. But interval training helps you build a solid base of strength, of core fitness, as they call it. So when you have your core fitness, and the more you're going out and keeping with a routine and keeping with a schedule and keeping a logbook if you go that far, but you'll notice that your times will, you know, become quicker, your distance become longer. So it's definitely, it pays to keep track of what you're doing and just keep your head down and watch what you eat and just do well.
Yeah, and I would think that there's a psychological aspect to interval training as well, because if the listener is concerned that, okay, I get up in the morning, I'm going to go out and try to run a mile for the first time, and they're very intimidated by that. But using interval training, you could say to yourself, well, I'm going to finish the mile. I'm not necessarily going to run.
Yeah.
The whole, I mean, give a little more on that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
It's true, because in some way, you got to start off somewhere, and you can't take off too much that you can't handle. So it's like, just start off where you can and set a realistic goal. I see a lot of people, especially in cycling, that have never raced a bike before, and then they get out and sign up to do a race, and it doesn't go well. So just keep on track. And again, I always stress it. I had a personal trainer tell me, who's a close friend of mine. He said, if you can stick with something for 3 weeks, then it becomes habit. And it's the same thing. If you can start off and walk 3 days a week, and then before you know it, you're going to start to run 3 days a week, and then before you know it, it's going to turn into 5 days a week. So
yeah, and I think the psychology behind any fitness endeavor is very important, because if you're turned off to it, you're not going to do it.
Exactly.
So you have to have some type of confidence, and there's nothing wrong with approaching it from the standpoint of intervals. I mean, even pros that are getting paid $20 million a year use interval training to improve themselves. So yeah, if you want to try that first 2 mile effort running, or if it's a 20 mile effort on the bicycle, mm-hmm. you know what? Don't feel bad if you have to go very slowly for a period of time, or if you're, in case of running, if you just start walking, maybe speed walking instead of actually running. But I think what you're saying, Ron, is have some kind of system. Like, don't just do it willy-nilly.
Exactly.
You know, like have a watch. Mm-hmm. What kind of equipment do you need to do interval training?
Honest to God, what I use, I keep everything simple, because not everyone can afford to buy a $1,000 Garmin. I use my Swatch watch, and I'll use telephone poles. I always use telephone poles because they're usually spaced about 100 feet, 150 feet apart. So you don't need anything crazy. You just got to have the drive to go and do it. And don't be intimidated, because you're going to fail a lot. Like, I used to race in the city, and there was a bunch of races I never finished. But eventually, after I started working on interval training and really putting myself through a lot of pain, I started to finish the races. And then before I knew it, after a month, I was finishing top 10.
So failing is not a problem, but not trying
is
a worse problem.
Persistence overcomes adversity all the time.
Well, Ron Gainer, G-A-I-N-E-R, of the city of Hudson, has been our guest today on the Soul Train Health Fitness segment. And Ron, do you have a way that people can keep in touch with you? Do you have I think you said you had a Facebook page?
Sure. I have a Facebook page called Velo, V-E-L-O, domestique, domestique. And it's pretty much my repair. I do a bunch of repairs work with cycling. So,
well, the listeners should need their bike tuned up if they're going to use it.
So, oh, of course.
So maybe you'll hear from someone. Okay, folks, appreciate your listening to the Soul Train episode, and we hope you come back next time. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ed.